Good morning. Welcome to the Jen and Chim Show on Cleveland Star 102. We've reached Tuesday morning. It is February 24th. We're at 6:05. It's still freezing. Jen Tui, good morning to you.
It really is cold. Good morning to you, Tim Richards.
We're getting through it together. EMC's good morning to you. Hopefully the rest of your Monday was a good one. There's more snow on the way. It's cold. I looked ahead to see if we hit some 30s later this week. We do, just not today. You know, it's that type of thing. We're getting through it. But we are, what is it, less than 6 weeks away from the home opener. You've got daylight savings time, I think, if it's not. It's
March
not
next, 8th, I think
thank
it
you,
is, yeah.
It's not next weekend, the weekend mm-hmm. after. So these little points I keep talking about. The auto show's going on now. There's just certain little markers that we hit, and we had a little bit of a tease last week of the 50s, pushing 60. Like, we're getting there together. We're getting there together.
Slowly but surely.
You have things to do in the meantime, like vote for Goose Names, which we'll launch on all of our social media platforms. We have two in-studio geese. We have the flock, and we need help. At least we have narrowed it down to six potential names, three potential pairings, so we appreciate that. It was a lot of work to narrow that down. But, I mean, we have 100 comments, and they're all fantastic. What are you going to do? You have to narrow it down.
Yes, and I can't wait to reveal the final three, because or final six, I should say, because they're great. They're all great.
They are fantastic. Let's start the show. He's dead. He's a guy. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. Who is he? No one knows. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. Brand new game. Michael Jackson, Elvis, Paul Walker, Matthew Perry, JFK, John Wayne, Richard Pryor, and yesterday's guest with Robin Williams. I mentioned these names because they haven't been posted to the website, so you should start. You should know the eight names that have been guests so far.
Yeah, we need one guest today. He's dead. He's a guy. He's in the envelope. You just need to figure out who he is.
I heard it in your voice.
What?
I heard it last round.
What?
Being chipper on this game.
No, I'm not.
Since you picked a name.
No!
Can you hear it, EMCs and
no.
Jen? I can see the smile. Can you hear the smile?
I think because it's going to go quick again. It better.
I can see the smile. Can you hear the smile? All right, what's your guess? Star 102, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Doing just fine, yourself?
Good. Always doing good. Hanging with our EMCs.
Are you calling for dead guy in an envelope? Do you have a guess?
Val Kilmer.
Good guess. Not Val Kilmer.
Oh, not Val Kilmer. We appreciate the guest. We'll need another guest tomorrow morning on Star 102. Is this the first time we've tried stolen food on a Tasty Tuesday on Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites? I was thinking about this.
When you say it like that, it doesn't make it sound right.
The cookies and cream Built Bar that was taken out of production, out of the studio, we were sent some. I've never had them before.
Same. I've never had them either.
They are one of Stevie's favorites, and that's what's going to be on deck for a Tasty Tuesday. I don't have the email in front of me, but we talked about the story on the air, and we got an email about, hey, I'm going to send you some of these because I feel bad because somebody swiped one out of the studio.
Right.
Still don't know who did it.
So we didn't steal the food. The food was stolen from Stevie, and then we were given it.
So that'll be, we'll do video. We'll post it on the socials like we always do. I have an idea for a Tasty Tuesday that needs to be done in the next 2 or 3 weeks. I think it'll be good. I know that I will particularly love it. And then, hold on.
This makes me nervous.
I'm looking for her name. Pam went next level on it. Because it's been murmuring in the background. It's something that I want to do.
Oh, no.
And then Pam has an idea. But then I'm going to need your help for it.
My help?
Yeah.
Are we making this?
No, we're not making it.
We're buying it?
Yeah, I just don't have a membership at this place. So I need some help.
Okay.
Need some help. Okay. And by the way, when you go into this store, when you get the paper that allows you to walk on the premises, you can't buy anything anyway. It drives
really?
You crazy. No, you're not allowed to buy anything.
I didn't know that.
I've tried it twice.
Oh.
Yes, I have.
We're a very exclusive
club.
This
is you are. Look at this.
I didn't know that.
I think here at Sam's, we just let you in everywhere. Maybe not. Maybe you can't buy anything when you, I don't know, because I've just always been a member there.
I'm feeling very fancy now. I had no idea.
You are. Next level.
Seriously.
This is fancier than a gold pass at Cedar Point.
Yes.
So here's the tasty idea in 3 minutes. I just looked this up. So I want to have a mint off. It's Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. Is that a nightmare to you, or you just...
No, I like it.
You do? Okay.
But what does that have to do with my membership?
Well, I didn't even realize. Well, there's just so much to get to. So what I would love to do is have, a Shamrock Shake. And then And then the Arby's version of the Shamrock Shake, their Andy's Mint Shake. And then, just say three. It doesn't need to be 30 different mint items. But I want to add this to the list. But I need a Costco member to buy it.
I can do
so
that.
Costco has released a new, this is from Pam Barrett. Pam, thank you for being an EMC. Has released a new double chocolate mint sundae in its food court. Oh, that's a lot of pressure.
Oh.
You would have to put on your AC or put your hand out the window.
How do I keep that cold?
Oh, well, it's freezing out, so that's working in your favor. We're not in 80-degree weather, but this is a little more. This is a little more of an ask than I thought.
I don't know about this.
I didn't read it. It was in the food court. I thought it was just available for purchase. So apparently, and if you've had this or know this, please let us know. I don't know. I shop at Sam's Club because it's closest to me. There's not really a Costco close to mine, or it's down. You know, I'd have to go 20 minutes. A double chocolate mint sundae in its food court for $2.99, featuring creamy mint soft serve, chocolate sauce, cookie crumbles. And it started being available as of mid-February, offering a refreshing, crunchy, and chocolatey alternative to their classic sundaes. Doesn't that sound good?
It sounds good, minus the chocolate. Like, I would like the crunchies and the ice cream. Like, maybe the chocolate sauce takes it next level for me. Yeah, now I want to try that. Can I just go there and try it myself, and I'll take video,
yes,
and I'll let you know how it is?
Yeah, you could do that.
Because I don't, you know, this transporting it home, and then transporting it here, and then there's all kinds of
And I can't
logistics.
Go there and purchase it. So at Sam's Club, you can get a one-day pass, and you can make purchases, but at Costco, you can't do that. This is earth-shattering for me today. I know it's a different topic outside of the minty goodness. I didn't realize that.
I don't know about the food court, though. You might be able to just walk in and go to the food court. Or do you have to be a member
like
for that,
like I can get
too?
The cheap hot dog?
Because, yeah, you walk up to a little kiosk, and you order, and you don't have to put your membership number in there.
Don't you have to show it when you walk in the door?
You do, but that's on the other side. That's like the checkout
side. So I would just walk through the exit?
I think you walk through the exit.
Through all the security?
I don't know what's going to happen.
I'm not getting arrested for a mint sundae. I mean,
listen,
if you want to make your Tuesday all about getting arrested for a mint sundae, I'm in. But
if you get Costco arrested, that would kind of be amazing.
That actually probably wouldn't be bad. I bet they have soft pretzels in that jail room.
Costco jail.
All right. Good morning, EMCs. EMCs always have ideas. It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites.
Cameron says, after the show next Tuesday, the three of you take a Jen and Tim Show family road trip to Costco and film it. And we can all do it on my membership.
Where's the closest Costco to downtown? I mean, I know there's one by you in what?
Well, are we going to Avon? I mean, Strongsville's another one.
That's not close.
But I mean, those are the... Where's
well, I'm just curious
Costco?
If there was.
I can't think of any other Costco. Those are the only two I know of.
Well, there's a Costco. There's Costco down 271.
Where?
What is that? It's not Highland. What is it? Mayfield. It's in Mayfield. There's a Costco there because that's the one where I got the one-day membership. It's basically right there on Mayfield Road. You're right by the Best Buy. Used to have a Skyline Chili shout-out, but that thing closed.
That's not my Costco, though. So if we're using my membership, I think we're going to have to go to the
west,
I
was asking, isn't it good at all Costco, or is it just...
Only the west side one.
Hmm.
Yeah, it's
did you
just
hear Jen lie on the air?
Yeah. Unfortunately,
so I was curious. So Avon's probably the closest. It probably is the closest.
I don't know. I really don't know. We'd have to look what is the closest. I would say Avon or Strong. Or I don't know. How far is Mayfield? 20 minutes, I'm sure.
Of course
according
it's 20
to you.
Minutes. We know that.
Anything on the east side, according to you, 20
so,
minutes.
That's all a right. good idea. We can get through it. Thanks, Cameron.
All right.
Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It's the Jen and Tim Show. Coming up next, we have Stevie on the socials.
There's a video going viral right now. It has over 47 million views. And I think it shows that some of us are too empathetic for this world. You just when you start thinking, you got to stop thinking sometimes.
I don't
then
you
know. Get too upset.
Oh, I love that. I love that tease.
It's not too empathetic. Does it trouble you now?
Aren't you feeling too empathetic?
Yeah.
Exactly.
I am.
Well, you agree or you disagree with that statement,
yeah.
Jen?
Yes, she's right.
Okay.
I'm very empathetic to this. Because
once you
I would
see
never
it, you
think
get so
of it.
Sad.
You get
exactly.
so sad. So sad. And then you see photos, and then you wonder if they're AI. It's a whole, you've
yeah,
got
the
it.
Comment section just filled with photos that just really bring the story to life.
And then it goes viral, and you see it everywhere. And that makes it worse, because I don't want to see it, because I am empathetic to it.
Exactly. Then you start getting sad, and you think about
I'm sad
everything.
Now.
You're sad already?
It's so sad.
All right. Only
it's so.
From trending topics to TikTok treasures, she's got the scoop. It's time for Stevie on the socials with the Jen and Tim Show on Star 102.
My TikTok feed has been a nightmare for anyone who is a little too empathetic. When you see these videos, they really pull at your heartstrings. First, we were seeing all the videos of Punch the Monkey, and now...
I cannot watch those.
I think that's what sparked...
Oh
and
my
I think
God.
That's
I can't.
What sparked this video
okay.
to be made, is then they started thinking about all the animals out there. you know, Punch is obviously very sad, and he's got his little orangutan friend. No. And now he loves the zookeeper. I don't know if you saw that
update. I did. The zookeeper is a hero. I know.
Thank goodness.
Feed him without going. Yeah, it's an entire thing.
So we have a happy ending for Punch, it seems, hopefully. And now we have a video going viral that makes us think of other animals. This video was posted by a creator named Miss Ferg. It's been posted for about a week, and it has over 47 million views. And in it, she's talking about how emotional she is about giraffes. So here is what she has to say.
I just found out that giraffes are too tall, and they don't have anywhere to go when it rains and when it storms. And they just have to stand there. And they're taller than most trees, so they can't even seek shelter from those. As if being a giraffe wasn't hard enough. Giraffes don't bother nobody. They don't bother nobody at all. I will set all of this on fire. Who do I need to call? Who?
So emotional.
What is happening?
My favorite line is, as if being a giraffe wasn't hard enough. Like,
I know.
We know what it's like being a giraffe.
No.
She's just very upset about the giraffe. Like, all the comments are like people putting on little umbrellas on the giraffes because you can see them being taller than the trees. Just getting rained on.
The umbrella hats and then like the very tall like umbrella pavilions they're putting over the giraffes are hilarious. But then the very troubling one is where they show giraffes all standing next to each other, just kind of like leaning into the wind and the rain, and it looks terrible. Mm-hmm. It's got to be AI.
The tree.
Oh, it's awful. And this poor woman, she's like sitting in her car crying her eyes out, so upset about the giraffes.
Very upset about these giraffes. And I get it now that I can't see. Anytime it storms, I'm going to think,
giraffes.
I hope the giraffes are okay if it's storming where they're at.
Why did they close their eyes? Like, are they getting water in their eyes? It's terrible.
I can't believe this is a thing.
It's a thing.
This is like...
You have to watch
relatively
this.
Embarrassing.
It's... No!
Yes. See this? Anybody... If you have giraffe knowledge... Look at the zoo. They just hanging out? Do they have a cubby for... They have indoors at the zoo.
They have indoors at the zoo.
Because I've seen them indoors. That's right.
They do,
yeah, but
yes.
Not the ones in the wild, Tim.
Those are the ones we're worried about.
They don't have shelter.
But like, they've been okay up to this point.
But you never thought about
it? You never thought about
that? As if being a giraffe wasn't hard enough, Tim.
Yes.
You don't know that. You just assume.
Stevie's right.
You're just assuming that they're okay.
You're right.
What about the babies?
I've never thought about this.
They're short enough.
Yeah, but they're... What are they doing? Leaving their parent to go under a tree?
Hide under the larger giraffe.
Exactly.
I don't know. Giraffe experts, 216-343.
We know we have a lot of them.
Oh, yeah, 1021. Which animal has it the toughest in the wild? It's Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. That's where we're at right now.
Are we doing that?
Yeah.
Has to be a giraffe.
It has
They're
to be
too
now.
Tall for life.
We have some, you know, one thing you didn't think of. You were talking about the giraffe, and this is all over TikTok. We said 47 million views on this particular video. And the hard life of a giraffe, and you can't get out of the elements when it rains and things like that, right? I'm paraphrasing, but what else was there? There was a lot that went to the video.
Well, it was that they can't find shelter when it's raining.
Yeah.
And now it
they're
hits them.
I said savannah, and they're too tall for trees.
And I was worried about it smacking them in the eyes. And then Stevie brought up, because she Googled it, that it could hit them in the nostrils,
yeah,
too.
They have
and they're
to
trying
hide their
to...
nostrils. Want rain in there.
You know one thing you didn't think about?
Stop. I don't want to know. I'm very...
One thing
the fact
that you didn't think about being a giraffe tougher than rain and nostrils, lightning strike. You think about that?
What is
height
wrong
of those
with
giraffes?
In the combo of this storm.
The height of the giraffe, taller than a tree.
Do they get struck?
In a storm?
Do they get struck by lightning?
Search
sure
it up right
have.
Now.
No.
I hope that they
oh
do
my
not.
God.
I just fed
do
giraffe.
Giraffes.
At Busch Gardens. It's like, here you go.
How was it?
I forget. It was
did
great.
Did you ask them about rain?
I feel bad that I didn't. I just feel like it was a good time in Florida. I thought they were fine. But if they're so tall, don't you think about that? If they're just roaming the open plains, there's got to be... Oh, great.
Oh, my God.
Do they get hit by lightning?
Yes, giraffes do get struck by lightning. Often due to their extreme height, making them about 30 times more likely to be hit than humans.
That's what you should be worrying about, not these droplets to the nose.
They are the frequently the tallest object in open savanna, and they act as natural lightning rods.
But are they okay after they get nailed with the lightning?
Occasionally resulting in fatalities.
Oh, my gosh.
What?
How did I bring this up?
How did you take something so sad already and make it worse?
Well...
That's why she was crying in the video.
Now I'm crying. I thought that maybe because of their weight that they could just shake that thing off, that lightning bolt.
DM'd us and said, can't they just lay down under the tree?
Yeah,
so
come on.
So I did look that up, and they very rarely lay down because it makes them vulnerable to predators. And I feel like that would be hard to get back up.
I'll see him try to jump on the back of the giraffe and stuff. You ever see a giraffe fight? Imagine if humans fought like that.
Necks.
How do you have the flexibility?
And their necks are very strong.
Very strong.
Very strong neckle region.
Big old head.
Yeah, it looks like it would hurt because they like slam their heads into each other. Yeah, no, I don't like that.
You know, giraffe may be a bad design. Too tall, you're a neck slapper, you can't lay down. It is tough. Yeah, I take everything back that I said last break, that the giraffe had it okay.
Now
it does
you
not.
Understand the crash out.
Now yes. I actually do, and during the three things, I might actually cry.
I'm sorry.
A lot going on.
All right, let's talk about the future of Burke Lakefront Airport. It's now in the hands of the community. That's in 60 seconds. Sheffield Lake is at 19 degrees. That's our star city. These are the three things you need to know today. City leaders and the North Coast Waterfront Development Corporation asking residents what should happen to Burke Lakefront Airport and whether it should stay an airport at all. Ideas range from keeping flights there to redeveloping it for public space, housing, economic development. City officials say community input is critical. There's already a community survey live online.
It's a good giraffe spot.
It is open space, like a savanna. I don't know.
What are they going to do at Burke? They're going to keep it an airport.
I don't know, because now all I'm thinking about are giraffes near the lake. Would they drink water out of the lake? That feels very unsafe. Yeah. I don't like that.
Access to the water, but deep water, rough
water.
Yeah,
it's not. That's not a good space for them.
Nope.
I don't know what they're going to do at Burke. Do you think who's going to vote to keep the flights there? You think they're going to redevelop?
I think that they'll redevelop because I don't think there's enough traffic for Burke to stay open. Maybe, I don't know who knows. It's been open for decades.
But will there be
And then
enough-
on top of that, you're also not going to have a stadium. I mean, it's further
right.
down.
So will there be enough traffic for you know, like a shopping district? Yeah, I mean, housing might be.
The question they need to ask if they do that is what will bring people there?
Right.
You know, because and we talked about this a little bit off the air. Is it a Crocker Park on the water? Well, you have a Crocker Park in Westlake, and you right. have Pinecrest on the east side and things. So is it that? Maybe not. What do you not have? Is it an IKEA by the water? I mean, they are asking you what your ideas are. They are asking for ideas from Northeast Ohioans that what you would want.
I would go to an IKEA by the water.
Can you imagine that?
Yes. That would be awesome.
They've talked about this in Brooklyn and some other ideas. Right. Nothing has ever happened.
No, and IKEA just announced like 10 new locations in the U.S. None of them
are close.
They're
not going anywhere.
None of them
are
close.
They're expanding, so I don't know.
Okay. The Milan Cortina Winter Olympics were the most watched winter games in more than a decade. The games averaged 23.5 million viewers and nearly doubled viewership from the 2022 Beijing Olympics. The Lake County Captains adopting an alternate identity for two games this season. The Lake County Fish Fries. They'll wear special uniforms on April 3rd and July 11th. They'll feature a blue pike mascot named Benny.
Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It is the Jen and Tim Show. Good Tuesday morning to you. Windy day. Bad giraffe day. Temperatures above freezing.
Stop bringing it
up. High of 33 degrees. Another round of snow Wednesday morning could be slick.
Now I'm thinking about what the wind does to them. They're strong enough. They can handle the wind. Y'all right over there?
We have been asked a question, and we have been asked for our input as residents of Northeast Ohio on what to do with a certain section of just north of downtown, what we should do.
Yeah, so the North Coast Waterfront Development Corporation wants to know what everyone thinks they should do with Burke Lakefront Airport. Should it stay an airport at all? Should it be
maybe a smaller footprint? Should it be for, I don't know, emergency runway? I'm just making things up.
They could redevelop it for public space. They could do housing. They could do economic development. But they're looking for everyone's input. I know that they have some type of city meeting on March 4th that they'll be discussing it. There's already a survey online on the North Coast Waterfront Development Corporation to get feedback. But we were talking about what might be the best solution.
Yeah, I don't think there's no bad ideas. We're all Jen and Tim Show family here. What would you like to see there? Do you not care? Is there something that they could put there that would draw you to downtown and either live there or spend money there or is it a beach? And you would go there. I mean, just they're looking for ideas. They're asking us for ideas. We have a bunch of people that listen to the show. It's, I think all ideas are out there. They're certainly looking for, you know, solutions. There's 450 acres make up Lakefront Airport. That is a ton of property.
Yeah.
And it's right on the water. Like, this would be prime. I mean, just look at what, like, Chicago does with Navy Pier and these other. It's prime real estate right on the water. What should be done? 216-343-1021, or you can DM us, Jen and Tim Show. We are on Instagram. We are on Facebook. Read those DMs, and your calls are next. What do you want to see at Burke Lakefront Airport? Do you want it to stay an airport? You want to see something totally different? It's Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. We're live and local. We're asking the question. They are, the city of Cleveland and beyond are asking the question, what would you like to see there?
So Kim said, or Chrissy says, what about an outlet mall? I'm all for an outlet mall right there on the waterfront. Get some restaurants in there, go shopping.
I mean, they could put an outlet mall wherever. We're going to find it. You have some
so
deals.
True.
You have some brands.
That is so true.
That's a great call.
Katrina says, make it a professional soccer stadium.
And they're going to, I would love that. There are no bad ideas. This is great. Something that you would go to if there was a professional stadium there for soccer, for women's soccer, for men's soccer, whatever, that would be fantastic. Would you go down there and check it out?
Yes. But what about, aren't they building something right across from Progressive Field on that block? Yeah.
Yep.
So
that's great. Maybe she's like, but she would rather have it there, a smaller stadium for
that.
Of course. Yeah.
Sandy says they do need to leave some space for air vehicles as the Cleveland Clinic critical care helicopters station there.
So they like have a smaller footprint. It doesn't need to be maybe the 450
acres.
Yeah, I
wonder how that works
property.
Out. Right, yeah. So she wanted to mention that as well.
Those are some great suggestions. Keep them coming. Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. It's the Jen and Tim Show. What should go Burke Lakefront Airport? We're getting some DMs, some ideas, smaller airport because it's essential to shopping. Nobody's mentioned any housing there, by the way.
And that's definitely one of the options they've put out there. They have a survey online. I mean, the city is actually asking what people want to do with the space.
So what do you want to do?
I think they could put an outlet mall in there.
An outlet mall.
Oh, what kind of shops would we have at the outlet mall at Burke Lakefront Airport?
Well, you can put your IKEA in there.
That See? Would be awesome.
I'd vote for that. I don't know if that would ever happen, but maybe some shopping there makes some sense. Maybe we could have, if we need another venue for bands, we could put our own sphere there, like Las Vegas, right on the water.
Oh, that would be so cool.
I mean, there's no bad ideas, right?
Every time you mention IKEA, I think IKEA is a destination because there's not that many. People would drive here to go to that IKEA.
And the closest one is where?
Absolutely.
You got Pittsburgh,
so
you got Detroit, you got Columbus.
Yeah, so it's widespread out. You're not battling another IKEA. 80 miles away from the closest one. It's right here. You're right on the water.
I feel whatever we put there, we should put Cleveland on the map by doing so.
That's smart. Yeah, this is something that works for 2026 and into the future.
Exactly.
Star 102, good morning.
Yeah, how about making that area a raceway park, like the Cleveland 500?
Didn't they used to have racing there, or am I crazy?
Nope, they did. They need to bring it back.
Okay, because my dad worked at Goodyear, my uncle worked at Firestone. I remember them. So did they, you know, going to the Burke Lakefront for racing? So did they just use the runways as the track?
Yes.
Okay.
Somehow they designed that into the track. It was the Indy cars too.
It was.
Cars, so,
okay. Yeah. About 40 minutes away from everybody hating Jen's names.
What?
It's coming up. Your name selections. Your finalists.
They hate them.
Did you read the comments?
No, I haven't gone back
this
to it. We're too busy talking about.
Not turned out well at all.
First of all, they're not my names.
They are your names.
There are listeners'
they are
100%
names. Your names.
There are
people
listeners'
are
names.
Crushing us right now.
That we narrowed down. Are they really?
Jen, it's bad. Don't look. Do not go to the Jen and Tim Show socials.
Well, how am I going to do three things now?
Do you just don't? Don't go there.
What are they saying?
I'm just saying you don't want to read it. The voting is not going real well. The hatred of the names is not.
Oh, no. They hate all the names or just one set of names?
810 is going to be drama. Thank you for helping us out. It's Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. We have two in-studio geese, one more of a porch goose. When a smaller one, more of a desk goose, and you have given us names over the last week or two on what they should be named. We want you to take ownership of this. What do you want to name the geese? We've been asking this for, I don't know, 10 or 14 days. Posted an instant poll this morning that went horribly wrong. Horribly wrong!
These are the comments. Jessica, When we asked, like, what should we name the geese? None. I was expecting better options. Angie says, can I have another choice? Melissa, there definitely were some better options to choose from. Maybe have some options that don't have Winnie in more than one choice. This is, first of all, there's so much wrong with the survey we posted.
This
poll we posted.
Is so bad.
And here's my other thing. There are so many comments, in addition to the ones of people that don't like them, there's like a bajillion people saying they like Winnie and Minnie, yet it is not even winning the poll. Like, don't just say it. Go vote for it.
Your vote matters.
Your vote counts. The one that's winning? This, I thought, was going to be the least. I think we've screwed up.
We have done so poorly with this.
It's a flock
Stevie's
fail.
Stevie's going to come in. It is a flock fail. You're absolutely right. Stevie's got opinions. Nobody likes the names. Oh, so these are the three groups that you can vote for the flock at Star 102 Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. You had Winnie and Minnie. Once again, two of them. One a larger goose, the other one a significantly smaller goose. I'm just trying to, if you haven't seen them, just trying to.
Porch goose, desk goose.
Winnie and Minnie, Winnie and Miss Vicky, and Feather Locklear and Goose Springsteen.
Well, there's issues here because, first of all, you didn't spell everything right on the thing. Things aren't spelled right, and we didn't describe like why it's Winnie and Minnie.
That's fair.
And we didn't describe why it's Winnie and Miss Vicky. Because some people are saying, why is Winnie in both of the options? They don't like that. And then I look at it again, I'm thinking, well, that's a fair point.
Why is
Winnie in there twice?
We talked about it on the air, but we did not talk about it during this poll. And you would have had to have listened to a specific time to hear it. You're right.
The reason Winnie is in there is because someone suggested the large goose is named Winnie because it was a gift from you for my 2000th win in Trump Tui, which is why Winnie made sense. And then Minnie would be the mini goose next to Winnie, which means Minnie needs to be spelled M-I-N-I.
I spelled it M-I-N-N-I-E.
That's like Minnie Mouse.
I showed it to you this morning. You said it was M-I-N-I. I should change it. I thought, okay, it's fine. It's Jen and Tim. We are approving this poll together. Look at my phone. Should I hit
right.
Yes? Should I hit send? So then we asked Stevie, what should we spell it? She said it should be M-I-N-N-I-E. So then I just left it that way.
Well, if it's a combo name, it needs to be I-E, like Winnie.
No.
Now, if you had it separate, then I think Minnie, M-I-N-I, is fine. But that's a sad name for the goose. Why you just got to make fun of him being small?
We're not making fun of him. He's the mini goose of the geese. He's the mini goose
then
of the geese.
Then it needs to be separated.
But
so
if you
it's
have
together, Winnie and Minnie, they need to be like cohesive. Otherwise, it's needed to be Winnie as an option and then Minnie, M-I-N-I, as an option.
But then you got it. But it doesn't. When you see it spelled M-I-N-I, then you understand it's like a play on the name Minnie.
Well, I think it's like implied. Like, it's cute. Like, he's Minnie and he's Minnie. Not so obvious.
Right. He's Minnie and he's Minnie spelled M-I-N-I.
No, it's too obvious.
I feel like people need obvious.
No,
I don't think people got that
way.
I don't think people get that Minnie means miniature.
What's the problem with Winnie and Miss Vicky, Stevie?
Well, Vicky should also be V-I-C-K-I-E because it's a flow property.
And why is it Miss Vicky?
And I also spelled it that way when I posted a podcast. I posted that as a title of our podcast, and I spelled it V-I-C-K-I-E.
I knew that. I listen to our podcast daily.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Well, the other problem with that is that wasn't described. Again, Winnie for the 2000 win, and then Miss Vicky was Vicky for victories. So it was wins and victories. That's why it was Winnie and Vicky.
So then Yeah, they need to be IE, all of them.
That one needs to be IE. I'm okay with that one being IE. I am not okay with Minnie.
Then it needs
IE.
To not be a combo name. That's fine. It just needs
but
to be solo.
But it can't be Minnie separate of Winnie. Winnie and Minnie is so
then
cute.
Then they need to go together. Or they need to be separate. Because it can just be Minnie standalone no matter what. If you're just
no
implying that it's
I don't
small.
Like that. I want it to be with Winnie.
You're not going to win,
you just
Stevie.
Want to win the poll. I think you I need to just rig it.
I have history. You're not
going to
win.
I should just
poll.
Rig the poll.
Yeah.
Yes. I want to name them Winnie and Minnie.
So
can this we just
is
all vote for that? Please?
In all seriousness, yeah.
This
Jen
would
have had Winnie and Minnie for all three options.
Just pick Jen's.
So we have a real. Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say. By the way, we didn't even mention the third option that nobody is that everybody's voting for out of these three, which I'm stunned by.
We just. The bottom line is we have a massive issue.
Yeah.
And this is, it's not a joke. This is bad.
It's a problem.
This is really bad. We'll get to that third option and maybe a solution next.
Oh, not the peacock.
Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. I don't know what that drop is. I just play it. Winnie and Minnie, Winnie and Miss Vicky, and Feather Locklear and Goose Springsteen.
And everyone's voting for Feather Locklear and Goose Springsteen.
Can't have this.
Yeah.
We have done such a bad job of this. I don't know how we're going to get out of it.
And I really feel like we have misspelled the names, which are misleading, because because of the way they're spelled, then you don't really understand why we're using those names. It's not just because we thought Winnie and Minnie were cute.
Stevie, what should the names be? Would you say off the air before we go
there? I should just keep it simple, desk and porch.
Because one's a desk goose and one's a porch goose.
Because if we need a whole explanation as to why that name is its name, it's not a good name.
It's not good. It's not a good name on the air. It's not a good name. If it takes too long to explain, it's not good. That is like the rule of thumb.
So what do we do? Scrap it all?
I don't know. We have another comment. They have a phone call. I'm afraid to go to the phones. I'm never afraid to answer the phones. I'm a little afraid to go to the phone. I don't know.
Good luck.
Why she's on hold. All right. Star 102, good morning.
Good morning.
I'm taking the goose back. I'm taking the goose back. That's it.
We love the goose.
I'm going to return the goose.
No.
Okay. We did this all wrong. I can't even believe the drama.
It's just like when teachers used to say, let's vote on the movie. Everybody put their head down and let's vote. And sometimes maybe the vote got rigged.
You think we need to rig the vote?
We need to invite people over to our performance area with their heads down and raise their hand.
Jen is right. When I heard Minnie, I couldn't figure out why it was Minnie, but I think the spelling is right. M-I-N-I.
Yeah.
That needs to be separate. That's fine. You can spell it that way.
And the other one is Minnie with the two N's and the I-E is like Minnie Mouse.
Minnie Mouse.
Right. That's kind of what I thought.
Sorry.
No, it's great. No,
it's good feedback.
We're sorry. We stink at instant polls. I don't know what just happened this morning. We got to figure this out, though. That's next. I've turned my notifications off.
People do not like this. We
Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. The Jen and Tim Show apologizes for this instant poll this morning. On behalf of Odyssey.
Yeah.
Star 102, Cleveland.
We're sorry.
We have to scrap the poll. We did this wrong.
Yeah.
We have to get rid. This was so poorly executed, and I'm also, I mean, 100% to blame. It was so poorly executed this morning. We need a reset. And Tara has a great idea for this reset. Because you can't just keep going. The Mini didn't make sense. The Vicky is clearly misspelled. It was just out of 100 different comments and 100 different options, these just weren't the best finalists. Like, they just weren't. Yeah, Winnie in there twice.
Are we going to do a do-over? What's Tara's idea?
Tara has a great idea, and thank you for the DM. And we're going through all the comments, and we appreciate. We love the comments. We love the DMs. We have full phones about this, and we appreciate that. We appreciate you helping out. We want you. This is the underlying thing. We have two geese in here, and we think that it's fun for you to name the geese. And it just took a turn that was not great. Tara, listening this morning about these geese and the name drama. This is just an idea, but maybe you do a big tournament for the names. Start with a larger pool of names and narrow it down, kind of like you used to do with the Easter candy March Madness bracket.
Yeah.
But we stopped doing that because Reese's Peanut Butter Cup just used to always win. You can't have it without that. It didn't make any sense. It was fun for a couple of years.
So do like a goose bracket.
And then in the goose bracket, so if you're picturing a March Madness bracket, right, let's just say you have a left side and a right side. Is the right side filled with names for the larger goose? And the left side is filled with names for the smaller goose to then battle it all. And you're whittling it down to the final two instead of the final one, for example, like a March Madness. So you have a winning bracket of the large and a winning bracket of the minis.
So we're voting just completely separately. Like, it's not like a combo name. Like, because what we posted today were combo names, three sets of combo names.
Which I said last week was going to be a pain.
Yeah.
I was anti that from the beginning. But you've been pro that the entire time. Behind the scenes, we have not agreed on that.
And the reason I'm that is because I like Winnie and Minnie. I just like Winnie and Minnie so much. I like the meetings behind them. I love it.
You can't sway the vote. That's unfair to say prior to the voting.
I'm not allowed to say that I love those names.
No. You're swaying the vote.
I'm not swaying.
Now we can't do the bracket.
Like. Yes, we can.
That's like a spoiler alert.
No, it is not.
Okay. So you like those. So we'll go through the names and maybe we'll have eight on each side.
Okay. And then we narrow it down. So it could be like Goose Springsteen and Minnie.
Correct.
It could be any combination.
Do we all agree on that? Is that a good? Please DM us. We have to get to a round of Trump 2 weeks, so I can't take a bunch of calls. But if you DM us, Jen and Tim Show or Star 102, does a goose bracket make sense? Is
it
that
feels fair?
Fair.
It
it's
feels
more inclusive
fair.
Of the names. What, anything is better than I what we did.
This is
one last question before we get to three things.
Please
here.
No.
Can we please include in the bracket Stevie's latest recommendations? Porch.
Oh, porch and desk
and
will
desk.
Be in there. Porch and desk.
Why do I feel like those might win?
After this, and by the way, I'm not spelling anything. You guys can post the brag. I am not.
Right.
We will
well,
narrow
Stevie
it down.
And I will disagree on so the spelling, so I don't know.
Let us know about the bird bracket. What do you think about the idea?
Thanks for listening to the Jen and Tim Show podcast.
Listen to new episodes daily on your Odyssey app.